Well, I'm going to put Sylvia through her paces to get up to temperature speed. But while I'm doing that, I'm actually warming my espresso cup at the same time, which is good. I'm going to use the glass because I really want to measure about an ounce and a half and then also see how heavy it is to get all the parameters kind of working okay to give it the best chance to actually do something that I like. Oh, I'll be really surprised to get this right the first time round, and it's spitting all over the show. I have to turn this off. Oh my God. I know the phone's ringing. I really wonder if this bean is actually designed for espresso. I doubt it very much. Oh, I fear I'm going to have a bit of fun here trying to get this right. Maybe I should also do an AeroPress extraction with this because it's probably not ideal for espresso. It's a bit on the light side, although it's not terribly light. But I don't know. I've obviously seen pea berries in espresso blends, but not sure if a pure pea berry from Tanzania is gonna be the thing for an espresso. Sylvia didn't like that first shot she tried to pull. I upped my dosage to 19. I went much finer on the King. I tempt really hard. Let's see what Sylvia does now. At least it's not, well, it's starting to spit again. That's just no good. It's really no good. It's bubbling around, it's spitting, it's, don't know what to do. I think I gotta think again, back to the drawing board. There's a lot of Guinness effect, there's so much pressure. It smells kind of quite funny, but I don't think I wanna, well, I have to taste this because I have to know what next to do. Probably use the AeroPress and not Sylvia. Sylvia is in disdain. She doesn't like that at all.